Okay, so we were discussing about the lava Baltigra. Whereas, what's the din? So the Turi Evan has a Kiddush. The Turi Evan says you only violate Baltigra if you yotze the mitzvah. But then you yotze the mitzvah begirorin. So, for example, you bring a korban oila, he's supposed to be zorek matan dalid, and you're matan achas. So then, that's the case in the Gemara. So that's Baltigra. Because when you do a matan aleph, even though you're supposed to do matan dalid, still this is a kapara. It's still kapara. It's not a gornished. It's not a zero. So b'meila, therefore it's Baltigra. But, says the Turi Evan, if you only take shlosha minim of the dalad minim, so there you're not yotzei bechlal. So therefore, that's not Baltigra. That's what the Turi Evan says. No, there's Baltigra. To have Baltigra, you have to be at least doing something. When you do three parshias, you're not doing anything. That's what Turi. The Sfasemis argues and says, no, that even if you're not doing anything, It's still Baltigra. But he says like this: if you take three and you don't have a fourth, so then you're an onus on the fourth. You take three minim. But if you have four in front of you and you only take three, so says the Sfasemis, that's Baltigra. According to Turi Evan, it's not Baltigra because you didn't do anything. So we're going to have a... He's a lav shema maisa. The shayla whether you get malchus by Baltoisef, that's the shayla. Is that called the lav shema chlolos? We're going to have an old pattern on that. What? Well, that's because it's edu maisa because... Right. Maybe it's maisa with the first three, right. Maybe it is a lav shema maisa. Well... Now the Rashba in Rosh Hashanah says that on Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos, so we don't blow shofar. So he says, really, that should be Baltigra. Really, because Lama Tokin Chozir Tokin Mashmi Rosh Shabbatim. It's Baltigra. It's just. The Chachamim tell us. In other words, the Rashba's Yisod is whenever the Chachamim tell you to do something or not to do something, it's not. The Chachamim can tell you blow 100 koilos. That's not Bal Tosef. Because we didn't do it on ourselves. The Chachamim told. So if the Chachamim tell us not to blow, so it's not Bal Tigra. But you see, the Rashba held, we'll see the Marshag and others point out, that even if you do nothing, that's Bal Tigra. Because the Rashba says, what's the heter that they can tell you not to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos? Isn't it Baltigra? Isn't it Baltigra? So the Rashba says, no, but the Chachamim told us not to do it. But if it wouldn't have been from the Chachamim, and we would just not do it on ourselves, Zok the Rashba, that would be Baltigra. That would be Baltigra. So the Marshag... Marshag on page 25 is a Talmud of Reb Maram Shik, who was a Talmud of the Chasam Sofer. A very beautiful Svarim, the Marshag. Very, very Svaradik. Very Svaradik. And he has new ideas. So he writes, look on the bottom of page 25 of the right side. Rakivan the Boli Adenu Indian Zeshal Baltigra Bossi Bezel Lefnei Levair. Yeah, you can take. Yeah. Shiladaiti, you see the bottom line on the right side? Ladaiti, divrei Turi Evan, Adam Nechoinim. In other words, the Turi Evan who says that Baltigra is only what? If you do a mitzvah and you did it begiron, that's Baltigra, he thinks it's not true. Why? First of all, the Turi Evan himself points out he's against the Sifrei. Dinei Turi Evan, Besov Dvar, maybe Me'atzmo, the Sifrei, Parshas Re'e, Mefurash. The Kibbol, Rashi Al Torah, the Kibbol, the Chamisha Parshas Betfilin, the Hate Meet and Belul, the Hate Sinsis Ekebal Tosif, came, Gimel Parshas Betfilin, Gimel Meet and Belul, Gimel Sinsis Ekebal Tigra. In other words, it seems from the Sifrei that says just like there's Baltosif, but Dalad Minim, there's Baltigra. So what's the case of Baltigra with the Dalad Minim? Instead of taking four Minim, you take three Minim. And yet the Sifrei says it's still what? Baltigra. So you see, not like the Turi Evan. The Turi Evan himself is Moida, that he's against the Sifrei. That he's against the Sifrei. Well, he says, yeah. Rav Turi Evan told me, Lama came in the Eru Bekayim HaMitzvah, Lama Ika Baltigra, V'chim Vatal Mitzvah Baltigra, Ayin Shom Shatom Balara, and therefore the Turi Evan asked the Kasha of the Rashba. Because the Rashba says in Rosh Hashanah, Kamri Lama Toikim V'chozri V'tokim, the Mashmi Dvarad V'vatal Mitzvah Sesei, Ika Baltigra. Whereas the Rashba says, if you don't do a mitzvah, it's Baltigra. So how are they allowed to do it? The answer is, if they tell us not to do a mitzvah, then they're telling it. It's not. And then the other Gemara, Gamayi Rai Misuka, Gamayi Lomatzo Esrog Lo Yovi Porish Verimun, the Leka Bal Tigra Benotel Gimi Minim Sukkah, so Rav Enu Mekayim Mitzvah Bal Tigra Leka. In other words, he wants to bring a Rai, but the Gemara says that if you don't have an Esrog, so you shouldn't bring a rimon instead. So the Gemara says, why not? Because asi lemisrach. Because then your kid is going to watch you and think you're going to do that. So why did the Gemara say it's what? It's Baltigra. So says the Turi Evan, because you see from here that it's not Baltigra. It's not Baltigra because you're not doing the mitzvah at all. You're only taking three minim plus a rimon. Rimon doesn't count, so it's only three minim. So that's the raya of the Turi Evan, that you have to at least be yotzei the mitzvah. But, and we saw yesterday that the Beis Shloima says like the Turi Evan as well. So the Marshag wants to say, you say this like this. When is it Baltigra, when is it not Baltigra? In other words, according to the Turi Evan, you have to be Yotzi the Mitzvah. If you're not Yotzi the Mitzvah, L'chol HaPochus, then it's not going to be Baltigra. Then it's a zero, it's a gornished. And the Tzvas Emes and others, and the Marshag and others say, no, even if you're not Yotzi the Mitzvah, it's still Baltigra. So the Marshag has a Yisod. Let's look. We call them, Avol Yashiv Divrei Rashba, Iku Baltigra, Nami... Misha Enu Mekayim Mitzvah Sesei. Over the Vada Gam Marash Bemodim, Misha Enu Mekayim Mitzvah Sesei, Machmatz Aslus or Kolos. Say somebody's a lazy, and he doesn't do a mitzvah because he's lazy. He doesn't put on tefillin. He doesn't hear shofar, Rosh Hashanah. He doesn't take Dal and Midim. He says the Rashba would be Moida that you're not violating Baltigra. And say you didn't do a mitzvah today. Is that Baltigra? No, it's just a bittel essay. So what's pshat in the Rashba? That Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, it's really Baltigra. But the only reason we can violate Baltigra is because the Chachamim tell us to do it, to not do it. He says like this: Came in the Einu Omer the Osa Yom Einu Tzorach L'Kayim Mitzvah. Ma Baltigra Yeshayach. Well, Rashba Komar Rak B'Masha Omer Chachamim Shem Chal Rosh Hashanah Einu Tzorach L'Tkoa B'Shofar B'Kay Gam L'Chor Shapim Shach Baltigra. He says like this. If I'm a lazy guy, and I don't feel like taking lulav today, or I don't feel put on tefillin today. I'm a lazy guy, you know, lazy guy. So says the Rashba, says the Marshak, that's not Baltigra. That's a big lesson.
Is that a big lesson
still in
error?
Yeah, a big lesson. Like Roshakta said, you know, word in the Sfarim, the two Gehenims. Right, the Shem Yishuah has the Shem Tzad over the two Gehenims, the Gehenim of Eish and the Gehenim of Shelek. Eish is when you do Averis, like Shem Tzad pointed out, you warm yourself up to get excited to do an Avera. That's the Gehenim of what? Eish. The Gehenim of Shelek, like Shem Tzad pointed out, the Gehenim of Shelek
don't do a mitzvah.
Is you don't do a mitzvah, you cool off. You don't do the mitzvah. That's the Kedem Shalom. So that's what Rav Shachter pointed out. That's why it's brought down in the Svarim, as Rav Shachter pointed out, Shem Shmuel says that the 12 months is the maximum sentence of Gehenna. So 6 months Shelet, 6 months Eish. That's the. So if a person doesn't do a mitzvah, so he's mevatel a mitzvah, he gets Gehenna, like Rav Shachter pointed out, Rav Shem Shmuel, Gehenna Shal Shelet. Gehenna Shal Shelet. But he says it's not Bal Tigra. It's not Baltigra. You move out the lesson, but it's not the lava Baltigra. Why? Because the lava Baltigra only is if you claim there's no mitzvah today of tefillah. There's no mitzvah today of lulav. But if you mind that there's a mitzvah, you just
today.
I'm lazy. I'm not doing it. Wow. So that's a bit of a lesson. But if you say that there's no mitzvah today to do it, then you megareya from mitzvah satira. That's
Baltigra.
It's going to be a Gehenna Shel Eish. Yeah, right. So that's what the Rashba says. Chachamim tell us not to blow shofar. Rosh Hashanah Shachal Yos B'Shabbos. So they're telling us what? You know what? There's no mitzvah today to do it. What right do they have to say there's no mitzvah today to do it? When there really is a mitzvah? Isn't that Baltigra? They're telling us no mitzvah today. So that, says the Rashba, since it's coming from the Chachamim and it's not coming from ourselves, then it's not Bal Tigra. So in other words, so he says like this. In other words, the Rashba, the Torah Yevon says, if you don't do a mitzvah, then it's not Bal Tigra. So the Marshak says, yeah, if you don't do a mitzvah, it's not Bal Tigra, but then why you didn't do the mitzvah. If you didn't do the mitzvah because Atzlos, so then it's a bit the lesson. If you didn't do it because you're saying that there's no mitzvah today, that's a lot. So that's what he writes here. Mechor Shabbi Ha'ishach Baltigra. Mederech Moshe. Micha Omer Shim Chal Rosh Hashanah B'yom Hey. Einu Tzorech Lusko B'shofar. In other words, if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Thursday, a person says you don't have to blow shofar, so that's Baltigra. Because he's making a shita. He's saying there's no mitzvah today. It's not because of Atzlus. He's making a new halacha that you don't blow shofar if Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Thursday. So Nayazach, a new thing. El Bishum de Omer de Oso Yom Einu Tzorach Lusko B'Shofar Masha Be'emes Einu Kein Lufiza Shapir Kasha Leila Rashba. So that's the Rashba's Kasha. How can the Chachamim tell us to blow shofar for Rosh Hashanah Shechal, not to blow shofar for Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos? Is it about Tigra? So there he answers, because since it's they're not doing it, they're doing it because of Shemi Yerivirenu. So they're doing it, they made the Takana. So then it's okay. So he says, Ufiza, all of Yadeinu, that the two, Mishu Bevatal Mitzah says, Machshu Shaomer, Shemitzah says, Ze Eno Tzorach Lakayim. That's about Tigra. Mishabatil Mahmas Kalus Atzlus is not. And Mamela, that's for emphasis the Kasha that the Turi Evan has in the Rashba. The Turi Evan has the Kasha in the Rashba. How could you say that not blowing shofar Rosh Hashanah Klaus for Shabbos in Baltigra? But you didn't do anything. So he says, no. It depends why you're not doing it. Well, so then he says another idea. Now the Sifrei says Beferish, if you the way it comes out, if you take Gimel Minim, it's Bal Tigra, and the Turi Evan says he's against the Sifrei, right? So he says the same idea. Misha Eino don't tell Gimel Minim Machag Mishum Shomer in Tzarichli Kachi Oser. Vade over Bal Tigra. Moshkosov Torah and Mivatal Mitzvah Lagam and Vital Mitzvah ain't over. Say ain't over Moshkosov. The Bital Mitzvah Mishum Shomer say the Torah kind of Mitzvah Gam can over Bal Tigra. Yeah, it's a similar idea. And he says that that's the pshat also, when it says in Shulchan Aruch that if you only have the gimel minim, you should take it l'zecher ba'alma. So the question is, ah, it's baltigra. So the answer is, but he only has three. So he's not, and he's not doing it l'shem. He's not saying that that's the mitzvah. So he's not saying that's the mitzvah. Yeah, he's the onus, or he's not doing it to be megareya. Yeah. If you have three kosher minim.
Yeah,
sorry, it's
possible.
Something like that
is possible.
You
take it with shame mitzvah.
Well, it was Michael's asking, what if you take dalim minim and one of them is taka pasul, and you say, but you're not makpid, and you say you're taking it l'shem mitzvah, all four, but one of them is really not kosher.
But there's my yotze that
so what do you think?
My clinician was just yotze, meaning I'm not changing the tzura of the mitzvah, I'm just doing it really bad.
No, I think it might be baltigra also, because there you're only taking three. I'll pee in, it's only three. If it's something mamish possible, I feel with the evid.
Yeah, but I'm hungry. Yeah.
Not everything is possible, I feel with the evid. You know, it's like everyone thinks when you learn when you're a child, everyone learns that the pitom falls off, then it's no good, right? But that's not so poshut. Some posts can hold it's only in the first day or the first 2 days, so the rest is good. If it's a chisaron and chaser, some hold it's taka posel the whole time, but there are a lot of sheets that hold it's only posel the first 2 days. Oh, so Michael Moshe is asking, what about four kosher minim and a posel esrog? Is that baltosif? Yeah, but for Baltosif, see, if you take four minim plus an alizais, so you take the shei mitzvah, so it's Baltosif. So if you're saying you're taking the so it's no different than a banana. You know, one year Rav Chaim Kalman Gutman told me that one year there's a big machlokes between the Kloisenberg and Satmar about the miraculous rogim. You know, in Satmar, miraculous rogim are very, they use a lot of miraculous. They don't have the seeds. The miraculous rogim don't have pits in them. So Kloisenberger Rebbe, one year at Kol Nidre, this is what Chaim Kalman Goodman told me, at Kol Nidre, he said, anyone who takes a miraculous rogim, that's like taking a banana. As he says, like taking a banana. In Satmar, they take lechatchila.
No,
they take lechatchila.
I don't take Moroccan.
But many people take Moroccan. I'd say most of the community, most of your neighbors in Williamsburg, take Moroccan lechatchila.
Clean, to be clean.
Yeah. So if you know, in other words, the big question is, why is there no pits? So the Kloisberg is saying there's no pits because it probably is Morkov, it's grafted, and therefore it's not really an Esrog. But others say Rabbi Harfinus wrote a sefer on the Moroccan Esrogim, and he did the research with the experts, and he says the reason why there's no pits in the Moroccan Esrogim? You know why? Because it's too hot in Morocco. Meaning, what makes the pit? It's like when the seed causes the like the zera ferments, you know, the egg, so to speak. So the same thing happens with seeds. So if it's too hot, then the zera that's causing the seed to form becomes impotent. It becomes sterile, so to speak, and that's why the seed doesn't form. It's not because it's grafted. It's because, of course, of the heat. That's what Rav Harford is quoting from a doctor there in his sefer.
But so the
yeah, this year. Yeah, I don't know. Well, what are the? I would. Yeah, in other words, what's Michael's asking this year? You can get an esrog from Morocco, but from the seeds of the Chazanish. So Michael wants to know what kind of with the meaning they take an esrog from Eretz Israel. They plant the sand. They take the seeds and they plant it in Morocco, and then the esrog grows. So Michael wants to know with this. I don't know. That's a good question. Would those esrog have? The reason they did it, as Rabbi Greenberger said to me, was this way it doesn't have kedusha shvis. So this way you still have the mesorah of the Chazon Ish, that it's you know what it is,
and it's not
that, and it's planted in the soil of Morocco, so it doesn't. So you don't have the shmita shines. I don't know.
Yeah?
The Palatani says? Why not? Italy. It's Italian esrog. Oh, so then he says, and we're going to have another packet. What's the din? We know if a person eats a little bit of Isser, in other words, to get Malchus, you need to have a Kezias. You need to have a kezias of treif. You get malchus with a kezias of treif. If you don't have a kezias, it's still an avera. Katzishir osur min haTorah. Katzishir is osur min haTorah. So what if a person doesn't eat a kezias of matzah? Could he eat a little bit? Will he get at least? You know, the big question these days is the people, I'm sure in Williamsburg you have people like this also, the celiac people.
What is
celiac? They can't have gluten. They can't have gluten. They can't have bread. They can't have matzah. They get sick.
Oh, they need spelt.
Yeah, so the question is, what do they do?
Matzah?
Yeah. Yeah, but the spelt also doesn't work good for them. Oats is the only one that's good. Right, so. So there's a big machloikis whether oats is chameshes mine dogon or not. What?
It's supposed to
be
oats.
Right, but, well, so if they eat oats, they're okay. If you hold oats as one of the. Rav Abadi is very stark that oats is not chameshes mine dogon. This is the one conversation I ever had in my life with Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. It was about.
Spoke to him?
Yeah, I spoke to him directly about this. The big thing I spoke to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach was about Cheerios. you would think I had more important things to discuss than Cheerios. No, about what bracha you make on Cheerios. Is Cheerios chamishes mine dogon that you make an alamichya on Cheerios?
Cheerios?
Cheerios. You don't know Cheerios? It's a cereal.
Cheerios.
Cheerios.
No, it's a certain cereal.
No, it's a certain cereal.
So what did he say?
So he said he's not choshish, that he holds that it's a mezoinis alamichya, and he's not. Rav Shecht always used to say it's a big shaila, and Rav Abadi says stark that it's not. They're not chamishas mine dogan. So I then used to be machmir to any time I have Cheerios, I also have a piece of cake also. So this way, I'd have make a alamichya anyway on the cake. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said to me, "You're better than me. I only eat one kezais. You get to eat two kezais." That's Rav Shlomo Zalman. Atayoter told me many. Hariyochel kezais echad. Atayochel shnei kezais. But then, after I spoke to Rav Abadi about it, he was so stark about it. that. Bor pri adama. I make bor pri adama, and a bor nefashos, and cheerios.
What about alphabets?
Alphabets. Is it?
Cornflakes.
Cornflakes is adama and.
potatoes?
Adama. Okay, you like shahako. Everybody likes Adama. But, yeah, but I make, yeah, my family, they have parsley. But, okay. But I make, so there's a big problem with a lot of people that can't eat gluten. So some of the oats, so Rav Abadi holds that's the Dvar Batalim because you don't gain anything because
oats. Rav Abadi,
yeah. It's Talmud of Rav Aaron Kotler.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. Lakewood. So he holds
Abadi.
Abadi. Yeah. So he holds that other people just take the oat matzah. Because oat matzah doesn't have gluten. Rav Abadi says, so you see from here that he had no sense, that it's not something that's not really. Rabbi Willick also has an article about that in the Beis Yitzchak. So, and the question is, could you even eat a little bit? So Rav Abadi holds that if they can eat a little, you know, if they get that sick, maybe they're potter meeker. This is not only a shayla for Pesach, it's a shayla for the whole year round. People who can't eat challah, they get sick. So what if you can eat a little bit? If you eat a little chatzi kazais of matzah, we could have a certain pattern of that. So say you can eat a chatzi kazais. So is that Bal Tigra? So he says, here, look at the bottom line. Ochel chatzi kazayis matzah mishum she'eino yochel le'echol yotzeh she'ul odom chola she'chole gamkin leka bal tigra, because he's not doing it to be megareya. He can't eat more, so he's not doing it to be megareya. Was that sort of people the inyan kiyam chatzi shemitzah she'eino v'ayri eino ochel kazayis mishum she'eino ela mishum she'mazik lo achilo. But if you're doing it, you really could, and you're dafka eating a chatzi kazayis, so then that could be a shayla. That could be a shayla bal tigra, because you're doing it to legareya. If you're a sick person, you have a celiac, and you say that the doctor says you can eat a little bit, so you eat a little bit, but it's less than a kazayis. But the marshak says that's not bal tigra, because you're doing it. You're chayla, so you're under, like the sasem says, you're under on the rest. But if you're doing it, you really could eat, and you're eating chatzi kazayis, then that would be bal tigra. So that's the idea. If you're doing it b'shita, like Rabbi Mech said, the whole idea of bal toisiv bal tigra, in other words, you're making up your own Torah. You decide, I'm from within the Torah. Torah says 4 minim, I take 5 minim. So that's an avera, because we're not here to be frumma to the Torah. And we're not here to say less than the Torah. Like Reb Chaim Shmulevitz's whole vort, that it says by the idea of Bal Toisiv by Bal Por, right, in Vaschanan. Why? Because Bal Por, what's the whole idea of Bal Por? What was the Avodah Zarah of Bal Por? The person would relieve themselves in front of the Avodah Zarah, right? So what is that? To show it's a hefker. You can do anything you want. Hefkerveld. So that's what Chaim Shmulevitz says. That's why it's written near the lava Bal Toisiv. Because the whole idea of Bal Toisiv is the Torah is hefker for you. You want to add, you want to subtract. That's your attitude. So that's a violation of Bal Toisiv. And the same thing with Bal Tigra. Sasi O'Reilly, Divrei Ramban al Torah. He says Yoshev b'sukkah rak shisha yomim over a baltigra. In other words, if you sit in the sukkah for 6 days, you've already light baltigra, because you're doing it to, if you're doing it to b'shita, you want to be magareya the mitzvah of the Torah. That's why Rabbi Meth suggested that maybe the whole idea of baltosif baltigra is dafki, but you're doing it b'mezin. Rabbi Meth suggested maybe there's no baltigra baltosif b'shoigig. The whole idea is that you yourself want to tamper with the Torah. Let's say it differently. So that's what he says. So we had a machlokus yesterday, whether between the Turi Evan and the Svasemes, if you take three minim of Velu instead of four, so the Turi Evan says that's not Baltosif. And the Svasemes says it is Baltosif. So he says, the Marashak, it depends. If you're doing it because you want to be Magareya of the Torah, that's Baltigra. If not, if you just only have three, then you're doing it because you would have a garay, you only have three. So then it wouldn't be Baltigra. And the same thing, if a person doesn't do a mitzvah at all, so the Barshak says it depends why you didn't do the mitzvah. If you didn't do the mitzvah because you're lazy, it's just a pain in the neck to go buy the dalad minim. You don't want to wait on the line. You don't want to get the dalad minim. So that's a bit less. That's atzlus. But if you're doing it because you're making a new shita up, then we don't have to take, valid meaning. That's baltic. That's baltic. Rabbi Moshe Shapiro said to me that the tshuva of the Marab Shiks says maybe even by Dinam de Rabbanan, there could be Baltigra midrabanan on the mitzvah midrabanan. So you say you don't want to light Neris Chanukah. I think an interesting example, maybe Rabbi Shapiro mentioned this, but like certain movements in Judaism decided nobody Yantav Sheni anymore. Why do we need Yantav Sheni? Right? We know when Yantav is. The whole idea is a suffering. We know what it is. So we hold you're not allowed to do that. We hold that we have a takana and you can't just say we don't have any yantav sheni. But those movements that say b'shita, there's no yantav sheni anymore. So that could be, Shapiro put it out. So those, some want to say that maybe that could be a baltigra, because you're not doing it because, in other words, they said it doesn't exist anymore. The difference when you're doing it, if you don't do something, you lose this. We say it doesn't exist anymore. So maybe on a derabana level, or maybe even on a deraisa level, if the derabana is a part of also.
It's possible.
Yeah. So it could be a big shaila of baltigra. This idea that the people that because again, the Torah even says if you're not doing anything, it's not baltigra because you have to do something. But then the others, the Svasemes, Marshag, say no. That if you're doing it, you're a Beshitanik. You're doing it because you're saying, oh, we're making a new Shita up. That there's no mitzvah anymore. And that's why he explains the Rashba. That if the fact that Chacham said, Roshon Shkal Yas B'Shabbos, there's no mitzvah, that's a big question. Whether they took away the mitzvah, they just told you not to do it. But that's a Baltigra. How could they tell us to do it? The answer is Chachamim have the right to tell us. If they have a reason, they can tell us. Baltigra is only if I decide on my own. Baltosif, I decide on my own. But Chachamim, that's why the Rashba says. If you blow a lot of kolos that we do in Rosh Hashanah, it's not Baltosif, because that's Tachanas Chacham. So the same thing, it's not Baltigra, because it's Tachanas Chachamim. The Turi Evan says, I don't understand the Rashba, because if you don't do it, then you're not doing it. It's not even Baltigra. So the Marshak says, no. Because if they tell you the mitzvah doesn't exist, then it's about to. Okay. Okay, so next week, Bez Hashem, we'll continue. I don't know if we'll have Shias have a chasen on Sunday morning, so less people will be here at 9. What?
Yeah,
I don't
know. Is there a
Shias on Sunday? Yeah, I don't know. Okay, we'll continue on Monday.
How many dam? Two tefillas, tefillas.
Well, maybe on the Drabbanim. In other words, he davened Mincha Marav, he doesn't daven Shachris. So he doesn't daven Mincha. Is that about...
It's not mindset, it's three giant fillers.
Is that about Tigra?
Tigra
means
you have only
friends. Yeah, okay, you have to think of it. Maybe. Okay, Rabbi, we'll start Chumash in 2 weeks.